podcast is. Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Big Drama Show. Big Drama Show.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching? I was giving him a body punching. I heard him actually he was crying in there.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV podcast, wherever hashtags are used. We're definitely back. Remember, the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. We will be talking Triple G and Von Az, but from a different perspective. It's going to be our view on not only the fan fest and festivities, but the overall environment, the Chivas Regal, you know, live fight show that we did, the hotels, all the behind the scenes footage, just all the nitty gritty, man. We want to bring you guys a little bit closer to what took place and, you know, just what we were able to accomplish and what we were able to receive from Chivas, right? We just want to open up with you guys. So we're going to head on out to our full panel. Everyone that was in LA, Carson, California for this live show. Going out to the Golden State.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rope, in the knock, out now. When he the main thing is, I just hope the guy, I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, this is here, haters beware, and of course, man, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, make sure you call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype for absolutely free if you're an international caller. We want to hear your reaction or your experience of the StubHub if you were there live as well. What was your take on the fight, take on the festivities? But yeah, I mean, the entire, you know, fan fest at Chivas was insane. The live show was amazing. Shout out to Tom Lawfer, shout out to Willie Monroe Jr. and all the other people that came and gave interviews with us at the Chivas Regal tent. So much to get into. Shout out to BoxingFanApparel.com. So much to get into. It's a lit show. That was a lit time. Get hyped.
LA, LA, big city of dreams. Yes, indeed. That was a hell of a time. It was nonstop. Beautiful festivities. Shout out to Chivas Regal. Shout out to the 48% that showed up. And, you know, overall, great hotel stay, great drinks, great fight seats. Awesome time, man. I can't wait to chop it up. Shout out to Jesse Vargas.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop it.
Listen to Conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been
anybody.
I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nassau. There's no one that can match me. My style is impeccable. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Yeah, what up, y'all? It was still a good event. Matter of fact, a magnificent event, especially for us. It was our second show being called upon by a great brand such as Chivas. And, it was a success. A lot of people enjoyed the fight, even though it wasn't the fight that everybody was anticipating. Triple G did what he was supposed to do. We were in there, floor seats. It was crazy, man. There was a lot of electricity in the crowd. And, we had female fights. I mean, overall, the experience was official. L.A., Carson City. We love you.
OMG. I am so excited.
Female fights. What female fights? Oh, yeah. With
the co-main. The co-main, bro.
That's Cecilia Baracus.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going. I think we get a rematch. She sounded real weird.
They were both pretty, too.
Yes, they were.
Shout out to the other 52% that Cash left out for coming out, too.
that was just saying LA. They showed up. I shouted them out. I just shouted out the 48 because they stand out. You know what I mean?
I'm fucking with you, Cash.
Oh, so Cash Mad's wearing that supremacy one.
I know. You see that, right?
Oh, I'm proud of this one. You see Tom Lawford right there?
He going to want some licensing on that.
Nah, this is a limited piece. Maybe we
can. Tom, you gotta send
each one of those you got on the shirt. You gotta send them a free shirt.
Maybe we could work out a deal. They could give us, event permits. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
That sounds good.
So we're here to talk about the event permit we didn't have to pull. Where Chivas Regal did that for us. Staged us in a perfect location. It was really hard to miss us. So that was awesome, right? Everyone that walked to the StubHub had to bump into
the Boxing Voice.
I was going to say the Chivas Regal area.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out a name for it. Matt said the pop-up, which was a good one, I thought.
Yeah.
I saw my behind-the-scenes video, by the way. You can catch it on BoxFanApparel.com. Actually, Patreon /BoxFanApparel. Yeah, I would say, what would we call it?
I wanted to check that out because I heard y'all talking. And I'm like, oh, shit, behind-the-scenes footage? Because I got the trailer, the teaser, but that wasn't nothing but the fucking airport.
Which teaser?
Your teaser a couple days
ago. Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Our teaser trailer for the
Titan
Triple
Media.
G, Vonis Moderation live fight party. Or what are we calling that? What the fuck is the title on that thing?
Well, it was called Fan Fest, right? Like that was
Fan Festivity.
So it's what? It's like a Triple G versus Vines, hashtag
Chivas Fight Club, hashtag Fight For It, hashtag Fan Fest.
It's a lot of hashtags, bro. I thought we were looking for a title.
It was What Are You Fighting For? Was the hashtag, and it was a Fan Festivity.
No.
They had four kiosks.
Enrique, they changed it from last year.
I think what I'm asking you guys is going over your head. You guys are looking for hashtags and all that.
I know what you're talking about, and we're trying to formulate it by brainstorming it with the hashtags, brother. Damn, it's a fan festival in the parking lot of the StubHub Center, brought to you by Chivas Regal, and in the building or outdoors was theboxvoice.com, and you could not pass us.
Yo. Good at the beginning there.
I know.
We were tempted.
I'm an opener. You know that. I'm an opener right now.
We were tempted, which was good because remember we that wasn't gonna be there. So that was like one of the things Enrique, showing his scales and shit. He like, yo, we in a tent. I'm like, yo, I don't know.
Yeah, don't man. Know. You wear sunglasses when you in the parking lot.
They definitely threw the tarp. It was nice, man. It was a beautiful setup.
I was happy to see the ring ropes in front of the ropes.
I forgot to mention that. That was a highlight.
Triple G signed gloves we gave away.
Yo, but those ropes did nothing to hold back the fans from jumping on the stage.
At all. But that's awesome that we had fans get on the stage. Multiple. Like, that's awesome.
We had drive-bys going through.
Yeah, we even had a traditional drive-by. Dude's like, nah, I ain't got to get on the bike.
Yeah, Tom Lawford came up. He was walking through the parking lot. Came on. Ellie set back
that ring walk too, man. That she was had that little setup they have back there, man. I wish I would have had time.
I didn't take advantage of that. Yo, watching Cantu's video, I was jelly.
Yo, shout out to motherfucking Cantu with the dope ass ring walk.
I was jelly too. I saw his. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Jelly with y'all room too. Y'all room had the killer view. That was crazy. Like my side didn't have no water.
If you really think about it, we had the parking lot view. You know what I mean?
Only
it was boats.
So yeah, we had the dock view. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was dope.
It was nice waking up there too, seeing the sunrise.
It more because you're like, damn, TBV took me here.
Exactly, but one thing that disappointed me was that we
bunked up
that balcony and that bunk up part,
You ain't hit a home run, so like you better off chilling with Doomy.
Man, he said. I had opportunities though, and you know that.
He gonna be all. He rather go to sleep alone. I get you. Won't fart alone and shit.
Nah, just you know. About the Doomsday Experience. First off, I show up in the room. He puts on like rain sounds. Rain sounds is like, yo, I can't go to sleep
without it.
Yo, I found that out about Doomsday like 2 years ago. Yo, first road trip.
And I was like, it's all good. You know, I'm tired of
shit.
Did
it help you sleep, any Enrique, hearing the rain?
I didn't need any help falling asleep, man. We were nonstop from the jump from 6 a.m. Newark Airport to, you know, 8 a.m., 8:30.
It was a
departure on LAX.
It was a tight schedule, bro. And it was like, it was a flash. It was literally a flash. Like I said before, we weren't even able to go back to the hotel and you know, put on the shirts that we were supposed
to.
Not nothing, man. We didn't bring back the shirts.
That was epic fail. We need interns. That's what we need to talk about. We need interns for the
next Monster Piece, who was there to help out.
Yeah, no, but you know. That she's producing, but we'll need interns for the next one. So what we'll do is guarantee entry, because we'll get a bunch of tickets. You know.
Yeah, we need production assistants.
Yeah, we need production assistants for sure. So we needed somebody to go get them shirts. That was epic fail.
Rick Fulton, shout out to him, $4.99 on the super chat.
Whoa. Yo. I'm
gonna be at the fight
right
tonight,
now.
The Vasily Lomachenko.
Yo, why?
Vasil.
Where do you like? Who's he ever heard pronounce it Vasily?
Vasily.
Motherfucker,
Vasily.
He is not.
Say it in his language.
He is not Vasily's Justin.
Ask it yourself now.
Vasil.
Ask yourself that.
He is not Vasily dressing. It sounds like you're trying to say balsamic or something.
Maybe Vasily, but not however you pronounce it.
You can't even pronounce it the way he pronounced it.
No one knows. No one knows what he pronounced. We need that Jay-Z sound. Like, what does it even mean? Fucking guy.
Vasily.
I'm going to the Vasily fight tonight. Where that's happening, Cavs?
Lomachenko in the theater at the Garden.
At the theater.
Yo, why not just go with that? Why not just go with the last name? Why even try the Vasily?
Yo, I just try to say it off the top, you know. That
he said Vasolina.
Reading it.
Le gusta la gasolina.
Shout out to Giving Quality.
Yo, so back to the motherfucking event. Let's talk about Monster Piece in the parking lot. That was hilarious. Yo, I can't believe she was that close. But
how you lost? We're literally lost. And it was only like two parking lots apart from us.
No, but she had ella tenía razón, bro. She had like it was like at least 10, 13s.
Oh yeah. No, it wasn't even so much as that. It was a simple fact that instead of crossing over, you were walking up and down the vertically instead of coming through.
Yeah, she stood on the street side instead of coming in the parking lot side.
But right. there was a lot of action after the fight, man. I mean, as soon as it came out,
Raquel Miller was that action.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cray.
She will be on the show next week, I believe.
Yes, she will.
And how
five
many?
5-0.
Yeah, she's 5-0.
Okay.
But I think she got Clarissa Shields. She told us that in the parking lot.
Well, Clarissa Shields fighting.
She went in a lot of categories.
Gabriel's right.
I think so. Yes.
Since we're talking 160-pound division women's boxing, that girl that I can't pronounce her name, I think it's like Maricón.
No, she's fighting the Hammer.
Yeah, how the fuck that happened? That went under the radar.
It really did. It really did.
Remember, Hammer and Shields have like a Kovalev Ward-like agreement where they take.
Yeah, but my thing is, at least we know this girl from Instagram. So, like, they could have at least promoted. Like, they already facing off. And, like, when's this fight? Today?
No. The fight's, I think, in a couple
weeks.
Oh, that
was a press conference video?
Yeah, it was like a press conference. Like, they were just together doing some promo.
Yo, it's going to be crazy to watch that fight because I don't know that other girl's name. What's her name?
Maricela Cornejo.
Oh, yes, where the hell I get Mari? I don't know. I get
her IG.
Oh, it's she has them combined. Okay. So Maricela All I know is that she's bad as fuck. So I hope she's good. You know what I'm saying? Because I be looking at her IG like, damn, she get a lot of likes.
I've been following her for a while. She got good technique, man. She's
not a, you know, some bartender.
Well, I know she got two losses, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but women fighters are more likely to have losses early and face.
Yeah, but Hammer ain't got no losses. Neither is Clarissa or Hannah Gabriels. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
but they're really good.
Levels.
Like, there are levels, yeah.
This is a step up for Cornejo.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Big time. That's what I'm saying. Maybe too soon. They just signed her.
I think she's game, man. She's.
I mean, I know that the women's divisions or boxing is so shallow that there is no time for waiting, I guess.
I think Hammer's just going to put it on her. You know what I'm saying? Because she got to get the Clarissa Shell fight. That's the money fight. So
yeah,
I mean,
that's what it's meant to be for her. It's meant to be a showcase.
So, not going to be getting excited. Like, yeah, let Hammer get recognized off this pretty girl with all the likes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's exactly what it is, though.
Exactly.
Casuals.
Yo, Vegas don't even think Lomachenko going to decision. Like, they don't even think Linares going to decision. They giving you plus 250 on Loma. If it goes 12 rounds, they think he no mas in his ass.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah, I think that this is where that no mas Chanko stops.
So put some money on it. All you got to do is
I don't gamble.
No, all you got to do is bet that Lomachenko is gonna win by decision, and you make plus 250.
No,
I
said Linares is by decision.
Man, you bumped your noggin, man.
I'm going with my instinct.
Somebody take away that cookies from this motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm saying
this is a 1 or 2 round stoppage.
What? You bumped your noggin too.
You know why Enrique's on that? Because he predicted that with Triple G.
he had his
with all the girls around him, and he I think he's like doubling down on that. Like,
yeah, he was influenced by his shivers.
He crazy.
Take
right
back
now.
To L.A. You know what I'm saying? I did not go with my gut. I was going to say, yo, first round. I think he's going to stop him first round. He has to make a statement.
Yo,
with
Matt.
Exclamation mark.
Matter of fact.
Didn't Matt get lost as well in L.A.?
I don't know. Doomsday. Did Doomsday ever buy his ticket for Border Wars? Who bought their tickets for Border Wars?
Oh, I have my ticket for Border Wars.
I know. It was just you and me, right? You never cancel, right?
No, I never can.
Yeah, we're going to just go hard for the fourth. We might as well do like a TB. Yeah, what the fuck we going to do on the fourth? Like, if we're not doing something on the fourth.
Damn.
Them flights
I'm
already
back
booked.
From Mexico on the third. Maybe I'll just fly up the fourth.
Them flights already bought. You know what I'm saying? And I'd just rather pay that back than not. Like, because what I'm going to do? Be in Jersey on the fourth?
What happened? Border Wars is canceled?
Yeah, they canceled it.
It kind of fell through a little bit.
Fell apart
because
it was a tragedy. Somebody's family. Then, man, is Chris all right? We never even got,
He's doing better. He's doing a lot better.
Jose dipped off. Man. He don't even want to let us know.
Well, what happened to Chris?
Then Anthony pulled out. He said he didn't want to fight Elias no more. Nah, I'm just saying that because he's on the line.
I know Anthony turning in his chair.
but I think we should just do it, man. Go out there, get the many-faced God to bless us with like two onions, you know what I'm saying? Blow some fireworks.
And Florida, I mean, we can always, you know, make it a little tiny work trip for a day or two and see Keith Thurman. Drive to Keith Thurman's, you know, How you doing?
Get a nice little B&B, have a barbecue. We need to get on that now, though, because there's probably going to be no B&Bs by the time.
Yeah, especially the July 4th, like after that week. Need to hurry.
Yeah, we got to see. Put that in the chat. See who down. Because I know Fugatti was crying.
Crying about what?
Like, we need a TBV trip.
Talking about, how you going to do Border Wars on 4th of July? We got families. It's like, yo, I thought we was your family.
Well, he wanted to come down.
Speaking of family, Vargas peep Ness. I'm like, yo, Vargas, what up? He just came and sat with us. That was ill. I wish I would have recorded that because I know people thought he was just sitting there. But like, me and Enrique was the one really like got him over there.
Sure.
True. That was fun. We had awesome seats. Real good. Awesome. Last time I sat that close was Danny Garcia versus Rod Sacker.
Damn, they was giving them seats away.
Fun though for that.
Yo, but this is kind of Danny Garcia versus Rod Sacker.
Kind of. It was 700. $150.
It was just 160 version of it.
Yeah, man, that was a exciting crowd too, man. Small, the StubHub, if you've never been there.
Oh, that's right. We got to talk about Enrique's moment. Yeah, let me hold on. Let me get my applause ready and shit.
Okay.
Enrique, tell him what you did.
Yo, so, you know, I'm sitting right with the Shiva's crew, you know, Matt Hunter in the front and Nesta Gibbs to my left, Alex Doomsday in the front. And all of a sudden, I'm like, Triple G, Triple G. And then the first row started chanting, and then the whole 7,000 seater, Triple G. Awesome excitement.
Yo, it was right. Yo, it he had it so electric in there. We started feeling ourselves, and we tried to switch the chant from Triple G to Big Drama Show.
That ain't work. That shit did not have the same energy.
That shit did not have the same effect at all. It was like,
show.
Yo, you had like three people, like, and then it just died out.
Yeah, I was a little bit sad.
G scored that knockout. You know what I mean?
Right. Yo, after that. I'm happy that he did it in that quickly too. I didn't want him to carry. That carrying shit is aggravating.
That would have been a big question mark on his.
I mean, if it's like a lion, the way lions play with their food, you know, they paw and shit. You know what I'm saying? It just looks, you know, you got to play dead when the lion trying to eat your ass. But like Vanez was actually fighting back, so you know.
Yeah, he gave him one really good combination in the first round, and then Triple G got pissed off, and Vanez didn't land after that at all.
Yeah, Vanez didn't land too much at all, bro. He landed maybe like four punches at most.
During our festival on stage, a lot of people were like, yo, Von, and it was mostly the pundits, you know what I mean? Were like, yeah, Vanez is coming to fight. He ain't a sucker. He ain't soft. You know, he's going, and in my mind, I'm like, yeah, he's going to open up and get killed. You know, but I didn't want to say that because I immediately was like, oh, they know what they're talking about. I don't. Let me not go casual on it. But, you know, casual game was right.
I mean, you saw one of the...
No, you're always right. Remember, you picked the first or second round.
Even the guy, one of the boxers we interviewed, Darius Harris, he was saying, you know, yeah, Vanez is a game guy.
Everybody thought it was going to go rounds.
Rounds.
But we could drop that Mike Tyson quote on that. Everybody got a plan until they get punched
in the face.
Yeah, especially by a guy like Triple G, bro, because damn. He hit him, and like he fell, and then he just fell again. Like, it was like he wanted to stay down almost.
No, Triple G hit him when he was down, too. He wasn't trying to play. He was trying to make sure he stood down.
Yeah, he was swinging.
He was swinging for the fences. He was not playing.
And also, Triple G, his physically, he looked tremendous shape. He looked like a tree stump. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, bro.
Solid. And, you know, all that was from frustration, I'm sure, with the whole, oh, now it's defamation of character. I've been training hard. You got the clambuterol. But it looked like he haven't had sex in, like, 8 weeks. Solid.
Yo, you know, that's funny because not everybody believes in that. Like, some trainers want you to
Right,
no,
but
man,
I mean it in
it
the
loose.
Sense of, remember back in the days when you was a kid, it was like, yo, he backed up. That's why he hitting hard. You remember that?
Yeah.
Backed up, you know?
He said backed up.
Remember that phrase?
Yeah, I remember that.
You backed up, bro. Matt don't get it.
Nah, Matt was...
Matt's like, I'm backed up right now.
Matt, how'd that date go last night?
On his backup face.
Yo.
It went good.
Yeah. Tell your parents.
You sure? You sure?
That could be an untitled show.
Yeah, they calling you backed up right now.
I don't know what that means.
Yo, we need that soundbite. Robbie, Rob, where you at?
Backed up means you have strength because you haven't had sex. Backed up. Your strength comes from the being backed up.
Oh, man. Yo, Triple G did look like that.
Triple G was backed up.
He looked pissed off, man.
Yo.
This is how he needed to look, though.
Yo, wait a minute. We forgot to talk about the convoy that came through when Triple G was coming out. They literally, like, stampeded
the parade.
The parade, yes.
Yo, they pushed down some fans.
They dropped chairs and everything, bro. That was crazy. Yo. Drinks. It was kind of weird, bro.
It was weird. LA kind of has that vibe of exactly what happened right there. It just feels like that can happen any moment in LA. You know what I'm saying? Any part of LA too.
So what were you guys like most impressed about, I guess, for
the event itself?
Yeah, like the Shivas. I mean, like, me getting there, I was blown away. Like, I never expect, especially coming from Beer House, right? Because, like,
I mean, Beer House is great, too. But
No. It's not that it wasn't great. Just understand what I'm saying. Like, I understand Beer House was the facility that housed us, so there was no need for everything else that we had at this event. But true. That's exactly why I also didn't imagine it the way that it looked. That was a lot of production. There was a lot of shit. They had a tattoo parlor, like two chairs. Then they had the shirt. They had the live shirt pressing. Did you go check the machine, Enrique? Since that's
nah,
the thing?
But I have that machine.
But yeah, those are single.
I should have because I was like,
yeah, you should.
I should have seen what the transfer was made from.
That's, I got a shirt from them.
Yeah, I know. That's what made me say it. You know. Like, damn, I wanted to go check.
Yeah, I was impressed with the setup. Like I said, like, even that whole, you know, ring walk, like, we didn't get to do it, but I never expected that, you know. It was like, hey, guys, what do you need? And we're like, yo, we need X, Y, Z, you know, we need this size stage. But, you know, we didn't give them any detail. Imagine they would have only given us what we asked for because, I mean, it looked beautiful. I mean, just to see our logo there next to Chivas
right.
as well.
They added that touch to
blown
it.
Blown up. I mean... it was pretty dope, man. The Chivas leather bag with the 8 sign gloves. Everything was just perfect. That California weather was perfect.
Ticket upgrade.
Ticket. Yeah, yeah. Listen, we expected to give things away, but I didn't know we were going to be able to give away $700 seats, kid. I didn't know we were going to be able to give away that many $300 seats and $200. That was amazing, bro. That was a blessing.
Chivas was going on.
That was a blessing. That was a blessing.
Or 8 sign Triple G gloves.
I know.
We were actually trading. So if you have $50 tickets, I was giving you $300 tickets. And
then
the $53
ticket, bro, for your $53 ticket. Then the $53 ticket, Enrique turned around and started giving it to people that didn't even have a ticket. Unfortunately, you know, they took advantage of his generosity and his kind nature, and it was an old woman ticket scalper. I wanted to whoop her ass.
she turned out to be official, though, remember?
Man, she turned out to be official.
I still don't believe her.
She
had the ticket left over. She was like, you know what? I did good. Let me go watch the fight and have a beer.
Yeah.
There was a couple of them, though, man. What's up with my man who
they
came
were
back?
All, they were all
Eric
scalping,
Corrales,
man.
Gloves. They Yo, were and all he signed himself. He signed himself. That guy did not get an Eric Morales stuff.
Say
it's
that.
A call on it.
Do
it's
not say that. Do not it's say that. Because Eric Morales was there.
Yeah, he was there.
But I didn't even say Eric. It said Paul. Like, the name was like Paul or like Jeff on the glove.
Oh, so you're an expert signature reader now.
Matt.
Is that another one of your tricks in your
yeah,
head?
Yeah, another
But that guy
Matt
was
Matt.
Also a scalper because he was like, yo. What
yeah,
I'm
he
do
was
do
a scalper. He was a scalper. He
Kaz,
was.
Kaz, like,
he
yo,
was.
He looked like a scalper.
And that was sad, too. I hate that. Next time we're going to get a BB gun, just know we said it now. This your motherfucking disclaimer, I'm telling you. And we're going to have an intern. He's going to be somewhere in the top. Just sniping. Yeah. He gonna be Fortnite and y'all motherfuckers. Watch with the BB.
Yeah, also.
Straight up.
And I was also trading $100 and $200 tickets. Like, I gave this dude $300 tickets or $400 tickets for $200 tickets. And then I had those $200 tickets. And I said, yo, anybody who gets us a round of Chivas drink right now, you get
this. And a bucket of chicken. Stop trying to leave that shit out.
Yo,
you hungry
yo, Enrique by
Kaz
by
went right into the minority fucking stereotype. Yo, bring me a bucket of KFC.
No,
KFC, tacos.
Tacos, they brought chicken. You know what I'm saying?
No. We got Taco Bell. We had KFC. We had Wendy's or some shit.
Fat Burger,
we were getting everything for tickets. It was great.
Yo, man, y'all ate all that food strangers brought you, yet girls won't smoke if the L's already rolled.
Well, that's because they don't want to be drugged.
Motherfucker, you don't know what they put in that food. You over there scoffing it down, and then y'all doing it on camera.
You probably got somebody that hates cash.
The only one I scoffed down, to be honest.
You scoffed it all day. I told Travion, give me a slow-mo of y'all fat motherfuckers eating. Shout out to Titan Media.
Bruce, I got your address and I owe you shirts. I know you were a subscriber.
Yeah.
If you were at the event, I would have gave you $700 tickets, bro.
Ooh,
that's how much I
okay.
So you got it. I'm going to be at the theater at Madison Square Garden today. If you're there in Pittsburgh, come see me. I'll hit you up.
Pittsburgh.
Yo, you gotta be on the good side with the Bruce Master, B.
Oh, Enrique, it's not the theater, it's the main.
I bought tickets.
Yeah, bought tickets.
But isn't the theater the small room?
Nah, it's
the small room.
No, it's not. 12,000.
Nah, Lomachenko ain't that popular.
If you Lomachenko, you ain't popping.
Top
if you
rank
in
a always.
Small building, you ain't popping.
I thought they made a whole big deal about how they're in the big.
Yeah,
room.
They probably scaled it back down. Like, yo, you ain't selling no tickets, Bob.
They did. That's crazy.
No, Enrique will tell us Sunday or immediate reaction, because that's what we're doing. Immediate reaction tonight, after this fight, because hopefully Lomachenko fortnights this dude.
Damn. Round two.
Yo, y'all really counting on this man to be.
Bro, you the only optimistic dude on here, but that's good. We need that. We need a little bit of optimism.
Levels. And there's levels. Lomachenko is that level high.
Lomachenko
I'm
on
just
a penthouse.
Saying, yo, I'm just saying, no knockout, no stoppage.
Lomachenko on a penthouse, and you and Linares in the basement.
No knockout, no stoppage.
You in
I mean,
the basement.
That's bold, but that ain't true.
Yeah, true, true. I like that comeback, Enrique.
Very quickly, BoxRec does not have it listed as a theater. Just so you know, Enrique. So make sure you read the ticket again.
Make sure you bought the right ticket. Hey, Enrique bought tickets to the theater next week.
Yeah, he bought tickets to the opera.
It is. I'm gonna tell you right now what the ticket is,
what
man.
The ticket
keep
is.
Talking. I'm gonna look it up.
Oh, keep talking.
But digressing to what Ness asked about, like our greatest like experience, your greatest thing about the weekend. Piggybacking off of the setup. The production quality.
Yes, having a sound guy there.
No, we had an entire production truck behind the stage, basically. And
it was working for us. It was so amazing, right? Like, it's so fucking humbling. Like, it was crazy.
So,
like,
hold on, Ness, I know you're interrupting.
Shout out to Zeke.
Shout out to Doomsday breathing into the mic. Shout out to Zeke.
Welcome to the dark side.
Let's go over to by the darkness. I just want to say that obviously Chivas spent a lot of money and investment into this show for us. So just shout out to them that they really believe in us.
I wish they would have gave us some of that, Fetty.
On a monthly, to use their banner. Maybe we curse too much. I don't know.
It was like, yo, you spent 30 for this setup. Let me just get 10 of that shit so we can go to DR and have a little motherfucking mattcation.
30 on this shit, man. I could have did it for 15, man. 30. Nah, but another highlight was the Canelo lookalike who was there.
Oh my god, yo! I got him on my live, yo. People was laughing.
He also started chanting Canelito.
Yeah. They commented back.
Yo, he ain't know what hit him.
He did. He did it on purpose.
Yeah, he knew. He was there for a reason. He probably get hella pussy off that shit.
Nah, but we came at him.
You know
crazy.
What's funny though? He's like the scruffy version of Canelo because he won't go full beard. I mean, I guess Canelo did that a couple months ago, but he still was more. I don't know. Like his edge up was clearer. This dude was a little wild.
Well, he had the goatee.
He had the 9 o'clock shadow going or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really. He doesn't have a personal barber there.
Yeah,
in
that's
house.
True. Yeah. Canelo had the full beard. That shit still look like he just walked out the Jetsons barber shop.
Nah, but he did resemble Canelo a lot.
Yes.
Do everything.
Yo, the women were crazy out there.
Oh, my gosh. The women.
Whoa.
8%.
Whoa. Cray.
Cray.
You guys are so lucky on the West to have women that into boxing,
like, all over the place too.
That's crazy. Like they was out there. They, yo, girl, this girl was sitting next to Enrique. She was sitting next to Enrique, and she was so into boxing. She was interning at some social media something, right?
Yeah, some like Complex magazine or something.
That's fucking crazy, bro. That's how into boxing the girls are out there. Like,
but she was doing a write up on lifestyle and boxing. And that's why she was talking so much.
Lifestyle and boxing.
I mean that
that
is she was sitting to one of the, you know, one of the co-hosts of the most popular podcast on the planet. So you know what I'm saying? That shit easily spun off into her and seeped into her pores, and she smelled the fabulousness on you, and you was, you know what I'm saying? So,
and I think she was trying to like take me home or something, you know.
No, I totally seen that. I totally seen that.
Need more people. Yeah. So that's so shout out to the women in boxing.
Word.
Indeed.
Yo, the funniest thing was like we sitting in the vehicle that would not be mentioned at the moment. getting a good L going before the fight, and Raquel Miller shows up.
Right. And parked right in front of us.
Parked right in front of us.
And she is drop dead, sculpted like
crazy. Goddess. She's goddess, okay? She's like fucking, yo.
Remember that movie Weird
but
Science?
We don't even know. We don't even know because, you know, as a boxer, she's always in braids and cornrows. Bruh, she stepped out that car looking like Beyonce.
Stepped into the car. She was going to the car.
Nah, she was getting out the car. She went to the back to put the bag away.
Oh, you're talking about the other time. I'm talking about.
Oh, I probably wasn't there with you. I was there with Matt. Me, Matt, and Doomy. It was me and Matt and Doomy, right, Doomy?
Yeah. Matt then dipped off.
Yeah, Matt got scared. We were smoking too much in the car.
And I'm like, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Literally, Matt
seen the cop car drive by. What you mean, Anessa? I was the only one that recognized her. I'm the one that kept telling her, like, you did it.
Timeline is off, Ness. Your timeline is
hold
off.
Hold up.
Let me correct you. At the car.
At the car,
you saw a fine girl with the Louis Vuitton bags in the car because they don't let you in StubHub with a bag bigger than the clutch, right?
I didn't recognize
her. At the end of the night, when we were walking out on the live, we saw her. We did not know her as a fighter. I was like, yo, she a fighter. I was just saying that because her body size was her shape.
And I said she was an athlete.
She looked like a goddess, right? We were like, damn, look at that. Boom. Like, you worship that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When did...
It was, you were with us, Blanc. You probably didn't know that moment.
No, Blanc was
on the phone. Yeah.
You better stop playing.
For the podcast listeners, his face was shoved in his phone all night. I'm surprised he's seen a knockout. I'm telling you. I had the illest. Yo, I recorded the illest ring walk. I literally touched Triple G. That's how close we were sitting. Them 700s was beautiful, them seats.
Right.
And motherfucking Blunt wakes up like this. He goes up from his phone. And he's like, I missed it.
That's because I had just recorded something else.
Lies.
And I was posting.
So then fast forward. Now we buy the car. People. And you getting that L together, like you said. We waiting for Matt. We looking for Masterpiece, you know. And boom, Raquel and her friend show up again. And then I was in the window and I said, yo, you a fighter, right? And then, you know, it was the debate. We think my friends say you not a fighter. I'm saying you a fighter. Yeah,
I ain't
I'm
never
fighter.
Say she not a fighter. You stunting, yo.
Ness. No, Ness. You're stunting. Come on.
I said she's not.
Hold up.
That was the whole.
No. You keep it real. You keep it real.
Because I was there both times.
Okay, so did I say she wasn't?
Yes.
Ha! Look at OTKP. Shit, yes. She is bad. People went to Instagram.
He specifically said she's a fighter in a joking way. He wasn't serious. And you're like, no, she ain't. You're casual. You don't know what you're talking about. Go ask her. She ain't a fighter.
And you know, casual opens the window, say, "Excuse me, miss, what's your name?"
Fighter. Say, yes, can indeed. I take you can home tonight? Yeah. Look at Cincinnati Cobra trying to strike. What's her IG? That was my snake slither right there. Sounded horrible.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Rick Fulton who just messaged me.
Okay, he said, what else?
I didn't see it. It just chimed in, man. I didn't want to be like Blanc, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, miss a moment. So I'll check it later, Rick.
Yo, it's at Raquel Miller, bro, fellas. Everybody's like, yo, Ness, what is it? Yo, Ness, yo, what is it? Yo, it's at
Raquel
Miller. Y'all
should actually comment and say, yo, I got your info from the boxing voice.
Everybody be like, yo, we just came because of TBB, boxing voice. Make sure you know, at us too.
Yeah,
the boxing,
definitely.
the joking voice today. Fat Apples, you never happy. We can't ever please your little apple head ass.
Fat Apple, I got a shirt for you. Not free though.
And it says, we can't please you.
You need more people.
I wish we would have had the energy to go to the after party because Triple G was there and just to see who else was there and for them to see that we were there, we 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 were tired. Plus, we had the early flight. And yeah, Matt wanted a dip. Matt was trying to leave like at 11. Like, yo, I got to go, fellas. I got to pick up my kid. I got to go, fellas. Like, Matt, it's only 10:30, bro.
It was not 10:30 when I said that. I said, I am not going to the after party because I got to go pick up my kid in the morning. But I'll go hang out with you guys at the hotel, go smoke some weed, whatever it is, for as much as you guys want. And then I did that. So I don't know what you're talking about now.
Yo, talking about the hotel, bro. Yo. You and Doomsday, yo, I swear to God, him and Doomsday act like they never been doing anything shady in their life.
Who?
Yo, we got to knock at the door, and I'm like, oh, shit, security, right? Now, I'm saying
whoa,
it.
Whoa.
Oh, don't cut me off. I'm saying it calm as day. It's like, oh, shit, security. They just flip out and start throwing all the weed in the drawer.
But
without...
we did perfectly. That was our job.
Yo, but then
you know what I really think.
Doomsday jumped off the balcony, didn't he?
I hit it.
No, that was the earlier. That was the earlier story.
I was crawling
over
from downstairs by the time the door opened. This shit.
Yo, y'all right? Damn, they still asking for her IG. What's wrong with y'all?
Raquel Miller, man, look up.
Damn, I don't know it yet.
I started following her.
Yeah, I started following her too.
It'll trick everyone on the internet.
Yeah, Raquel Miller's Instagram. All you got to do is put Raquel Miller's IG on Google and it will pop out, you weirdos. Jeez Louise. And one of you other little perverted weirdos should actually find it and then drop it in the comment section. How about that?
Little weirdos.
But yet we're the thirsty voice. They're all like, yo, what's her IG? What's her IG?
Yo, shout out to Rick. His message was like, if you're around section 3, find the dude with the yellow. You don't know shit about boxing shirt, and I'll buy you a drink, man. Free smoke. Come on, drop it, man.
Yo, I'm actually checking her box right. She looked mad serious in her box right.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too.
Hey,
yeah, like women fighters, I'm surprised how many beautiful girls are showing up as fighters now. I just always picture them like, I might
Christine
chop.
Martin, you, that's why, because that's all Martin, we had. Yeah. That's all we had back then. So here goes the IG, fellas. I found it for y'all. Bunch of weirdos.
Mr.
But you remember, do what Matt, what Enrique said. Make sure you put, I found you because of TBV.
The boxing voice. Exactly.
That's so we're going to get and wrap this up. I guess we already gave what we were most impressed. Did everyone give their most impressed? I don't think Doomsday said anything, right? I know Matt followed up.
Impressed.
The whole thing was impressive.
I think the most impressed I was throughout the whole event was how these guests that we didn't even plan to have organically just came on to the
set. Good
mention. Ryan Burton, Tom Loeffler.
Doug Fisher,
El Tiburón,
Ellie Setback.
And you know, it was just amazing to me how all that happened and the interviews were great, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Ness holding the interviews down, Solo, Dolo, Scarface,
also,
No Manolo.
Also, shout out to everyone that made an interview with us beforehand. Like
shout
Monroe,
out to Dempsey.
DeConte, Darius Harris. Yeah. Johnson, like everyone that, you know, talked to Monster Peace, planned it out. Thank you as well, not just the organic ones.
And all the love for our TBV fan, man.
Everyone that showed up, man. Everyone that was repping their TBV old shirts, man. Yo, we had new ones for you, bro. We dropped the ball. We need interns next time, but at least you know that. And
you know what else? Back to the food scoffing. I only ate the Taco Bell that was wrapped up because I was mad hungry. Somebody came with chicharrón and all this other rice.
Yo, what's my man's name from Phoenix, man? He drove 8 hours, bro. He left with the banner, too, with the Chivas.
Yeah,
and,
that dude.
Yeah,
that dude's
yo,
cool.
We need his name. He's super cool. He's been to both of them, and he won. You know, I'm hitting the thumbs up button. I'm making this 40. You know what I'm saying? I made it 40. So,
I made it 10 when it was 9. I should have announced it, but yeah.
I made it 20.
Let's roll. Let's get these thumbs up rolling. If you're just coming in, smash that thumb up button. You know, it helps with the visibility of the show. And, you know, it's because of you guys that we're back. You know, they shut us down, but they can't hold us down.
And it's because of you guys. Chivas Regal is down with us.
That's right. That's right. So make
and
sure
that
you
Chivas
share.
Regal is good. Every time you see Chivas Regal, you think of Triple G. When you see Chivas Regal, you think of TBV as well. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. And Chivas Regal takes that butterscotch. You know what I mean?
So real quick, we got a couple of callers, so we'll go ahead and get to those. You know, want to go to our sponsors. They were actually with us at the you know, live fight party in spirit on our banner.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Yo, word is born, Matt. Pull up the biggest gun you got, because Donald's in Richmond, California. I don't know how far that is, but he ain't show up. We about to put him on a 10-second clock, yo. You think he deserves to? If he ain't got a good excuse, yo, what's your excuse? Why you ain't show up?
What? Let me tell you why I didn't show up. I had to make sure my daughter went to her 8th grade dance, get her dressed and stuff. I wanted to go. We were talking to me and my wife. We were talking about it, and I was like, damn, she had to work, and I couldn't go. But I'm just getting on. Let me tell you something, Ness. Remember, like, maybe last year I was talking on the show. I said, I'm about to have my friend Raquel Miller come to my daughter's birthday party. You're like, who is Raquel Miller? Who is that? Well, you don't have nobody else. And I'm like, you don't know who she is? I'm like, look her up. Now I hear you guys talking about her and shit. And I'm like, oh, now, a fucking coincidence. You guys know who she is now. And I was trying to tell you about her, you know, back
that's
then. And I was
true.
Like, yeah, that's my friend.
That's
she's a pro fighter. That is true.
Listen,
you were like,
listen to me.
You were like, Raquel Miller, who was that? Who was that?
Listen. Mm-hmm. Was she or was she not in the same class with Earl and everyone else? She's a multiple-time Olympian. She's gone a couple times, right? She's been on that Olympic
what do you
team
mean?
For a while.
In Olympics? Yeah, no, yeah, she has. Yeah, because she
exactly.
Yeah.
And I keep telling all of y'all, now you got to be classified as weirdos. I keep telling all you weirdos, we are the only show that had every Olympian from 2012. She was part of
I know, Ness, but you didn't know who she was when I spoke of her last year.
How
Ness,
would I know?
I'm telling you, I wish we could go back. Listen.
Lies.
Why, when I told
Lies.
You, when I was doing my daughter's birthday party, I said, I'm about to have Raquel Miller come to my daughter's birthday party. That's my friend. She's the
Donald,
profile.
You
said,
Donald,
who is that?
What
are you going
to
have her come?
Donald, you want to know what everybody wants
what?
To know? They don't want to know whether or not Ness knew who Raquel Miller was 5 years. They want to
know. You
know
who she
Raquel
is
Miller
now because
he's
seen
her. Your daughter's birthday party again. That's what we want to know.
Dude, I just sent you a picture. Check in your box. She has a thing every year. It's called Fight Like a Girl. I always have my daughter participate in it. It's in San Francisco at the Hidden Fit. She's always there. Troy King is there. She always has other fighters. But I'll tell you, Troy King is a friend of mine, too, when he fights at Super Welterweight. You know, I was explaining some of these things, but at the time when I was explaining this stuff to you, I don't think you kind of – either you didn't know who I was talking about or you just didn't really know who they were. And then I was like, yeah, Troy King, he's always on Boxing Ego. He always does interviews with Ego. And I was like, yeah. And then you were like, well, why are you going to have Raquel Miller come to your daughter's party? I said, because that's my friend. She's from the Bay Area, and I'm supporting, you know, a Bay Area boxer, and that's why I have her come. And I always have my daughter goes to her program that she does every year for the girls. You sign your kids up, you go there, and it's like 4 hours. She teaches them basic boxing. They get to hit on the mitts. They hit the punching bag. She gives them lunch. They have a choreographer come in, and they take pictures with them. You know, they do videos with them. She gives them a certificate at the end to say that they participated. She gives them, like, a picture. They take a picture with her. She signs the picture. They get a little bag. I mean, it's a great program that she does every year to give back to the community.
Damn, that's a great event.
Yeah.
Donald, you know what else, though, right? What else is a coincidence? Raquel Miller parked in front of us. We exchanged numbers, and now she's a friend of the show. Booyah! Now
well,
it's full circle.
That's good.
That's Donald, I don't think I appreciate you being all hugged up on Raquel Miller like this either. But thanks for calling in, Donald. Let me get to some other people going out to the Cincinnati Cobra. Cobra on Skype, talk to me.
What up? You know... I actually heard about the Fight Like a Girl thing. I'm not exactly sure where, but I definitely heard about that shit. So that's pretty dope. But I might have to come to that motherfucking birthday party because shit.
Yep.
She nice. Yo. She nice. I'd be on that creep life shit.
And she
nice.
Friendly.
But yeah, it looked like I had a great time, man. I'm glad I had a a good time out there, good event. Shit, what was everybody's favorite part? Like, what it looked like? Shit, y'all had the hookup, man.
The fight seat.
Yeah, the fight seat. Was I mean, not for me, man. For me, it's always gonna be the entire setup, bro.
The show period was excitement.
Outside the show, I mean, you know, once we were able to.
Yo, like, we were the live entertainment. Like, everything else was. Oh, what the fuck? That's y'all got some bad Skype over there. Everything else was secondary to us. The DJ was secondary. The tattoos. Like, none of those things could have sustained that event alone. The only thing that sustained the event alone was us. And that's what, like, shocked the shit out of me. Like, it was us. Like, yeah. You guys said it was 10 minutes of go time and you were nervous. They probably was nervous too because they ain't had no backup entertainment.
No, another thing. I lost my thought. Go ahead.
I'll say this. Tecate, which was behind us in the fan fest, had nothing in comparison to entertainment.
Oh, yeah. They just had a bar.
They just had a bar and a ring, and that's it. And
I didn't even know there was somebody behind us. That's awesome, man. Then.
Yeah, the competitors were behind us.
That's awesome. So when the VPs for Chivas came through and seen a dead ass Tecate shit and our popping ass Chivas.
That's
amazing.
Picture this, right?
God
picture
is good.
This.
That's dope.
Picture you go to the carnival, right? But there's no rides. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you had the little kiosk, you know, with tattoos, the t-shirts, the ring walk, the girls were like Chivas Regal girls walking around. Then behind us, we had the Chivas Regal bar. You had drinks, cocktails, whatever, or Chivas Regal. And then behind that was the Tecate. But our side was the most poppinest.
Like, easily. Like, Tecate was
just seen this. Georgie says, and he kills me because he always comes on here trying to crucify me, yet his spelling is atrocious. He says, I toll, like, paid the toll. He paid the toll. I told Ness 3,000 times, I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, but he says, I'm from Boston. I gave up after a while.
3,000 times. But you know what? Fight Club, every dream is worth fighting for, Georgie. So stick up for your town.
Yeah. Word up. Fight for it. Fight for Worcester, man. Don't be part of Boston because I said so.
Exactly. yeah, man. So
we got one other caller, man. Let me see. Hey, Anthony, you got your shit together over there?
No, Anthony, you're on speakerphone, so please get off the
grill and shit, you know, just chilling. I was going to say, y'all even had a masterpiece out there looking all good, and it's looking like a pink cupcake and shit.
Masterpiece, like, masterpiece was feeling nice. I'm happy she did come. I'm happy she did come because she had a good time. She was feeling good. And yeah, man, she got to get that experience, man.
Helped out so much.
That's all I want. I just want everybody that's part of CBV to be able to get that experience, man. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, this way. That was official.
Yeah, another thing that I liked about the event besides the stage.
So you're not gonna let Anthony wrap his up?
Oh, go ahead, Anthony, wrap it up. I thought he was done.
You heard it subliminal? He said, Rantony, wrap it up.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Anybody stuck in a life, man. I'm feeling for it, but you know. But, hey, yeah, I got to make a show about this shit. What a rush thing. See what's up with that, but yeah.
Yeah,
I
should change it into a barbecue, right? Be out there for the 4th, you know what I'm saying? We probably go to the beach, watch the fireworks. Everybody bring a boo. Everybody bring a boo and we good. Or you find a boo, you know what I'm saying? Don't bring no sand to the beach. A lot of beaches in Florida. I'm just saying.
That's Fort Lauderdale, too.
But you could bring some sand. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? My man Igloo out, Many Face God out there. You know what I'm saying? We got what's the Hot Rods out there, too? Fat Thurman out there.
Fat Thurman?
Yo, they ain't going to let me in no more.
No, we're no longer got the invite.
We're done.
Revoked.
He's deleted.
He's deleted.
Yo, Charlo's so high and hot off that he's deleted. But I swear to God, every time I play it, I swear I feel like he was on a toilet saying that shit. Like, he's deleted. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was struggling to get that one out. But hey, you guys say before we go to we got a Wally out there.
Nah, that's all I got.
A Wally, what up?
Cheers, Wally.
You're on mute.
Unmute.
I got feelings. I got feelings, bro. He's feeling the way, bro.
You guys even know.
I be feeling a way.
Hell yeah, we hear you, baby.
Yo, what's happening, boys? Glad to hear you guys had a good time. And
yeah, man.
Hopefully we show you what a good time is about when you come to the UK, man.
Yeah, planning that.
But I also wanted to ask, what's with the, obviously, yeah, you had a good show on that, but you guys not heard the news?
What news?
What news?
I mean, do you mean the rumors?
Come on, bro.
You mean the rumors?
If it comes from the horse's mouth,
what horse?
AJ.
AJ said it himself.
What did he say?
He said that fight is next. I'm not interested in no Povetkin or nobody else.
Yo.
That's just
yo,
tall.
Yo, Matt.
$1 billion now, they could make
yo,
that
Yo, Matt,
fight.
Why are you dropping the fucking ball?
Yo, Nesta, why are you being pessimistic, bro?
Matt, why are you dropping the ball? You know what I want, Matt.
No,
I thought we was Batman and Robin.
I'm a Wally on this one, man.
Yo, Tommy, me and you were supposed to be like this.
The fight's happening.
Yo, hit the fucking Jay-Z soundbite and stop the bullshit, bro. Ain't no
people.
Get out of here with that. AJ been saying for 2 fucking years that he wants some of this work. I ain't even gonna go through that intro to let y'all hear his voice, cause y'all. But you know, AJ fans, they don't care. They don't care what AJ say. They're not gonna, like, you know, you believe what he want to believe when he say what he say. You
nah,
know
but Nesta, check this, yeah?
Come on,
we're just here for the ride, man.
Sign the contract. It's over. I seen him.
Yeah.
I seen him. Me and Deontay, we were talking about it. We seen him watching tape. Motherfucker, ain't no tape gonna save you.
Nah, but check this.
You can't handle the truth.
It's over. All I'm saying is,
yeah,
the UK better put their fucking riot gear on. I'm coming. You don't want this fight to happen because TBV is going to be in the UK. We shutting shit down. That's all. I'm nothing like these other motherfuckers that go over there and lay the fuck down. That ain't that way. Just know it. We coming out there. Don't let this fight happen because I told, he said, bro, don't wear. I said, no, you don't wear. Only thing I want is to be the camera there. So if I don't get all access, I'm going to chop his arms off. It won't be a fucking fight.
Nah, it's so lovely. It's so lovely. We got you, man. But I feel confident, man, because at the end of the day, look, we're here for the ride, man. At the end, Joshua's had 21 fights. If he fights Wilder, we're up for that. If he fights next, man, obviously it's not as big as the Wilder fight, but we're up for that. It's a journey, man. Wilder's had 40 fights, bro. Do you know where I'm from? So I just want to see this frigging undisputed bullshit out of the way so we can see who's the real champ. And if it's Wilder, so be it. You know, salute to the king. If it's Joshua, shit. The party just gets bigger.
We'll see, man. I mean, he probably gonna watch tape for like another 2 more years.
I told you, now it's here. You're shivering your boots because you know that uppercut's coming, fam.
Doggy, the dude watching tape is shivering in his boots. That's who's shivering in his boots. The dude that needs to like get mentally freshed up.
Be Paulie. He said he's coming to our next Shiva's Regal party. Every dream is worth fighting for. Shiva's Fight Club was awesome. $5 super chat. Thank you.
Yeah, so I guess it's wrap-up season. We got no more callers.
And we
got to get ready. We got a lot of work to do today. So
yeah,
don't
man.
Forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and the backup channel at youtube.com/Nesta Gibbs, and you can also head to the main homepage of youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice for all the other sister channels, like Boxing Fan Apparel, or is it Enrique Casual Fan?
I like to say patreon.com/
Oh,
Boxing Fan Apparel. Got some super exclusive.
Super exclusive. Stand up. I mean, that they got to see what they could get.
I was going to say, you know, the $3 behind the scenes of the L.A. visit from flight to departure to landing. And then you get to see some gear. Yo, check this gear out, though.
Look at that.
Right there, that's the supremacy.
You know, those are your best ones when you do like whole shots like that. I think that, you know, the Ali one came out dope. And even though I was never a big fan of the whole New York City Canelo one you did.
Which one is
but
that?
But it always looked okay.
I like that one.
I never liked that one. Yeah, Matt wears his a lot. The where you got Canelo like in the B-boy stance.
It was like
a rip off of John Leguizamo stand up comedy or some shit.
Nah, that's actually from a book cover. Okay. But, yeah. Called Back in the Days on Fashion. So
there you go.
There goes the inspiration.
Call him Fashion Man.
Like I've been inspired from the Chivas Regal Fight Club event.
Yo.
We want to go on a 4-state tour.
Damn, and, Trevor, and, what's wrong with Trevor? Why you wake up that mad, bro? Are you gangbanging on bacon?
Ruins the show. Who's ruining the show?
I don't know. What are you talking about, bro?
Nobody.
Anyway.
Delete it.
Outro.
Yeah. Thanks for showing it. Oh, shit. Thanks for joining. You can follow me on Instagram at Fight Talk. You can follow me on YouTube, TBV_casual fan. And again, my Patreon page, $3, you get to see some super exclusive behind the scenes stuff.
Very good editing. I will say that. You know, he doesn't do a good enough job of saying how his production eventually translate onto the camera. He puts a lot of work into it.
You know,
definitely
what?
Head out there, check it out. If you can afford it, you should probably upgrade. I have a bunch of Boxing Fan Apparel stuff. Thankfully, I get it for free. But my last one, you've seen it. Check out my Instagram at NessGTO, and you'll see the Voice of the People one that he made with Muhammad Ali. It's a one-off. It's dope. I mean, Doomsday got one. I got one. I think Matt, did you get one?
Yes, I got it.
Oh, you got a Voice of the People one? Damn, Matt gets the most. Yeah, no, and I gave him like fucking six of the other ones. And shit.
I gave Matt like a care package.
I know. It's like Matt just came home. Everybody was giving him clothes.
I was looking for that shirt. I forgot Blanc took it, man. I was going to give it to somebody.
Yo, you never gave me the pink one, though.
We left that in the room.
That's crazy, bro.
Crazy.
Bananas. Somebody made their husband or their son happy as fuck.
Wait. Ness, you left the pink shirt in the hotel room?
No. He left it in his hotel room.
It
never made it to my room.
You left it in my hotel room.
But then it's on you, Enrique. It's on you to
mess
it up.
He left it in my hotel room.
We're gonna have an untitled about this one because I probably know what happened to the picture.
Oh, he stole
Dude,
it!
You took it!
Yo!
I didn't say that! The mystery of the pink shirt will be
Yo.
Continued.
Matter of fact, we're about to do overtime right now. I don't know if these guys have time. Do you guys have time?
Real quick one.
I gotta go to my brother-in-law.
All right, so no overtime. But we are back with a live fight chat for the main event, right? Only the main event. And we might not. I mean, I don't know.
What's the co-main? Should I watch it? Like,
I'm joking. We're definitely going to do the main event. Who's the co-main?
Like, what should I be looking for in the fights before Loma?
Because I don't know anybody on the co-main right now. Because
one of my cousins is like, yo, let's get there at 6. The door's open at 4:30.
All right. Oh, yeah. You can look out for Doomsday's cousin, Teofimo Lopez from Honduras. And you can look out for my cousin, Carlos Adames from the Dominican Republic. Adames actually beat Carlos Molina before Josh Kelly. Teofimo Lopez is, you know, on a fast track. And he's got mad cockiness. Got a little bit of swagger. Check him out on IG, too. His IG's pretty dope. I actually like his last pair of jeans he had on. Instead of the traditional, like, destroyed jeans on the front of the thigh, it was off to the side.
And plus
crazy.
Kayla Mayer, plus Michael Conlon on the card.
Yeah, and Jamal Herring, and some dude named Fazlinden Galibaznavazaro.
That was good, Ness. That was a good.
That was very good attempt.
Fazlinden. It's probably. I wonder if you pronounce both D's. Is it Lindenden?
Probably sounds like a Z.
Fazlinden.
Fazlinden.
Yo, that's it. It's Fives. That's how you pronounce it. No, you don't get it? He said Fives.
I understand that. That was suck, just really good.
That's GTO, Instagram. Don't forget, I'm fucking back. I'm working now because I talk shit. I'm everywhere. You never there. I came to LA. Y'all ain't say shit. Yo, I ain't checking in. I ain't checking in nowhere. I'm going to any state. Next state you're going to see me is Texas, Florida. I see you in a couple of days. It's on. Peace.
Yo, I told Ness that he's a little bit chubby in the face and he's been running miles.
That's right. Just... That's fucking right. But Matt, listen, you don't even know. Matt, you don't even know. You don't even know. You take it as a joke, right? And I look at it as though, yo, Matt is my real friend. You know what I'm saying?
I look
at it like, yo, you my real friend. Yo, I stood in a relationship. Right, where a girl let me get the 278.
Take a breather, dog. Take a breather,
278,
dog.
278, Matt. Don't cut me off.
You cut off Enrique with his outro. I feel bad for Enrique.
Honey bands. Contraband. I got the fuck to Wakanda.
Digressing.
Who's that? Lil Drip? That's a Lil Drip verse?
It's a Lil Drip. Lil Drip right there. Nah, that's freaking from that song, Childish Gambino song.
That's your Young Balboa?
This is America. This is America. Contraband.
I seen the video.
Contraband. Gucci gang. That's Lil Pump.
He was imitating.
Yo, Georgie. Georgie talking about I better check it in Boston. Get your ass out of here.
He's in Boston. Georgie is in Boston. Lives in Worcester or some shit, right?
I know. He said Massachusetts. I purposely said Boston.
Anyways, I'm Matt Thibs on Nick Climate Mixed Combat News. No, sorry, I changed it all. Matt Hunter TPV, Instagram, Twitter, everything. YouTube, Mixed Combat Radio, Patreon, Mixed Combat Radio. Obviously, shout out to Sheevus Regal, Sheevus Fight Club, hashtag fight for it. They put on a spectacular event. Can't wait for the next one. Peace. That
dream is what we're fighting for.
And I'm Alex Doomsday Linus, Alex_Doomsday_LAINEZ. And yeah, shout out again to Sheevus Regal for having us again to do that show for them. And yeah, hashtag fight for it. Check us out on Patreon. We got an untitled episode coming soon, The Mystery of the Pink Shirt. That's right. We got to get that untitled. And we have an on-demand, man. You guys slacking on that shit. We got to do the next great American superstar. Super Estrella.
Next great American superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Glover.
All right. Say goodnight, kids.
Night.
I got no chat.
Till later.
See you later.
Hell yeah. Woo! Later's gonna be me and Matt.